We give thanks to God today for this wonderful day, for this holy sacrifice of the Mass, which we are enabled by the grace and power of God to celebrate. And we give thanks to God also for all the many blessings. Today, among other things, is the birthday of Saint Charbel Maklouf, that wonderful and very inspiring Lebanese monk whose very, very miraculous and has done many, many things. And of course, he was canonized in the last 30 years or so, and he continues to perform endless miracles. And today, more important than anything else, than the Mass, that is, we recall, and it's no longer in the Missal for whatever reason, but today is the anniversary of the first apparition of St. Michael the Archangel in Monte Gargano, in the heel part of Italy. If you look at Italy as a boot, as they say, not far from San Giovanni Rotondo. And in fact, St. Pius of Pietrelcina would go there as often as he could and venerate this sacred cave. It's in the cave, Monte Gargano. And way in there are the stones and the altar where a beautiful statue of St. Michael, whose picture was in the bulletin last Sunday, and where he appeared in a very wonderful way. A shepherd was taking his sheep and his cows home for the night on that evening, and all of a sudden, one of the cows disappeared. And then he noticed that there was a cave, a hole in the mountain there. That was never really that important to him. And so he tried to call the cow out, and the cow did not come. So he couldn't see. It was very dark. So he took an arrow and put tar on it and lit it up. And the arrow went inside the cave and illumined the cave. But then all of a sudden, the arrow came back. And so we can see that St. Michael is one who takes aim. If you need to fight or shoot or whatever, he's one of the ones that you need to refer to. He never misses. And so the farmer went in, and all of a sudden St. Michael was there, and he told him, "You need to tell your bishop to come here. I want a sanctuary built here inside this cave in my honor." So the farmer went and got the bishop, and the bishop was flabbergasted when he saw the great St. Michael, bright as the sun, inside the dark cave, and light rays coming out of that hole where the cow had gone in. And he knelt, and St. Michael spoke to him. And that was the first time, officially, that St. Michael has appeared in the 2000-year history of the Church. And so we thank him today, and for all the great blessings that our Lord has given to us through his angels and saints. And we need to call upon St. Michael frequently, every day if possible, in the morning and noon at night, to protect us and deliver us from the evils of the devil, who is always around us to destroy us, to confuse us, and to condemn us. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.